killed in the line of duty. On Jack Callahan, Fox News, a police officer in Huntsville, Alabama, fatally wounded, another critically injured, responding to a 911 call of shots fired. They then came under fire themselves. Huntsville Deputy Police Chief Michael Johnson.
We had a barricaded subject for a little over an hour, and then we were able to take that subject into custody. That subject also was injured and has been transported to the hospital.
The fallen officer identified as Garrett Crumby, who'd worn a badge for a decade. The injured officer is Albert Morin, 25-year-old man with a criminal history, has been arrested. Police in Nashville have released video from the body-worn cameras of the two police officers who confronted and killed a school shooter on Monday.
The video we saw for the first time is extraordinary, and it shows just how well-trained, how decisive, and frankly, how heroic the police officers were as they entered that building knowing that an active shooter was at large and with weapons drawn began sweeping every room. They then close in on the shooter, who by this point had already shot and killed six people. And then there's the moment they confront the shooter.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Nashville plans a citywide candlelight vigil Wednesday evening for the six victims. House Republicans have introduced the Lower Energy Cost Act to promote domestic energy production. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise is one of the bill's sponsors.
There's no reason we should be getting energy from foreign countries when we can make it here cleaner, more efficient, and at a dramatically lower cost than anywhere else in the world.
The bill would, among other things, add new taxes on natural gas infrastructure and certain permitting regulations. President Biden has said he would veto the measure were it to reach his desk. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow dropped 37 points, NASDAQ 52 points lower, the S&P 500 down 6 points. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The U.S. Army is scrambling to create new ads for the Final Four this weekend after the actor in the original ads was arrested.
Jonathan Majors was busted last weekend on charges of strangulation, assault, and harassment. Police allege he was involved in a domestic dispute. His lawyer says there is evidence clearing Majors. The actor was to be featured in U.S. Army recruiting ads.
When you look into your future, do you see a life full of obstacles or possibilities?
The Army's pulling the ads off the air just ahead of the NCAA's Final Four games this weekend. They had bought $70 million worth of airtime to run those ads, and the head of Army Marketing, Major General Alex Fink, says they were able to avoid losing any of that by postponing ads or replacing them with other pre-existing ads. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A judge has ordered the city of Phoenix to clean up a homeless encampment that spans nearly 10 blocks in the city's downtown area, ruling the city is maintaining a public nuisance. The man at the center of a crime podcast that gained national attention is once again facing a fight for his freedom.
A Maryland appeals court ruled that Adnan Syed is once again a convicted murderer. His case drew national attention after the podcast titled Serial raised doubt about his guilt in the 1999 killing of his former girlfriend. After 20 years behind bars, a lower court judge vacated Saeed's conviction last year. But Tuesday, an appeals court panel said the lower court failed to allow the victim's family to attend a critical hearing. Saeed will face yet another trial. His defense put out a statement saying there's no reason to re-traumatize their client. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Another powerful weather system has pushed into Northern California, bringing more wind, rain, and snow to a state that's been battered by months of storms. Up to 4 feet of snow is forecast for the mountains in the Sierra Nevada. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.